It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been hearing about it ever since it was announced last month, along with the Apple Watch and the iPhone 6s. Apple Pay is the tech giant's big play for mobile payments, where you could simply wave your phone in front of a device at a retailer or other store. Look, Ma, no wallet. And Apple Pay is supposed to officially roll out in the next few days. Marketplace's Queen of Kim gives us a preview.
Apple Pay will live inside Apple's other product, Passbook, which stores things like airline boarding passes, movie tickets, coupons, and loyalty cards on your iPhone.
If they tell that you're always going to a supermarket on a Friday, they could push out to you what the specials are.
And there'll be specials you'll actually buy, which marketers will know because you paid for it with Apple Pay. That's the big vision anyway.
The potential is there.
Danae Carrington is an analyst at Forrester.
If it were all integrated and neatly tied together, but as it stands today, that's not quite the case.
She says right now, Apple isn't giving merchants data on Apple Pay users. Carrington predicts Apple will likely go down this road, but only after it passes a bigger hurdle, getting people to actually use Apple Pay. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Speaking of Apple, the company has unveiled new iPads and new Macs. The iPad Air 2 is thinner. The iPad Mini 3 has that Touch ID sensor in it that will scan your fingerprint. Missing, though, a shipping date for the company's Apple Watch. But Tim Cook said, quote, early next year. Remember yesterday we were talking about HBO making big moves in the old over-the-top department? Over-the-top as in a service that you can stream to your devices and television without paying for a cable bundle. Well, the network CBS threw its hat in the a la carte TV ring not long afterwards. The company's new $5.99 per month service is available starting now, so it beats HBO in that department. But you won't yet be able to get live football, for instance. Apparently CBS and the NFL are still talking about that. We've been talking a lot about hacking this week as it relates to third-party applications that work with Snapchat and Dropbox. But this is a new take. James B. Comey, the director of the FBI, was given a speech, and he said that the federal government needed to get more aggressive about legislating to force tech companies to hand over information on users. He said new encryption efforts by the likes of Apple and Google could make it harder to solve crimes. In the post-Snowden era, though, that might sound a little weird to regular users. It's Friday, and that means time to play our favorite game of Silicon Tally. This week, my guest is Dave Albert. He's the co-founder of Hacker School. It's a program for computer coders in New York City. Dave, you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to play.
3,000 words. There's a Game of Thrones reference in here.
Oh, the length of the shortest George R. R. Martin chapter.
He is known to write long. I've always wondered if he actually even has an editor. But what I'm looking for is there are actually over 3,000 words in the made-up language of Dothraki created for HBO's Game of Thrones. And now there's actually an app that will help you learn to speak Dothraki.
I'm going to have to download that.
Next time we do this, we'll do it in Dothraki.
Excellent. I will prepare.
All right, you got something for me?
72% of listings.
72% of Airbnb listings are technically illegal.
You got it. That's what the Attorney General says, at least. He says they're illegal hotels.
All right, I got something for you. 4 days and 22 hours.
4 days and 22 hours.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you a binge watcher?
Oh, the amount of time it takes to watch the entire seasons of House of Cards and Orange is the New Black combined.
This is an excellent guess, and you may be right. This is actually for a much less cool television show that is also available on Netflix. It's a show from the 90s, and it's called Friends.
Ah.
This is how long it would take you to watch every episode of Friends, which I don't know why anyone would subject themselves to that much Joey, but this will be available to them starting next year, actually, on Netflix. You got a number for me?
96.9% of websites. Think security.
Oh, something to do with poodle?
Yes. 96.9% of the Alexia top 1 million websites support SSL v3 and are thus vulnerable to the padding Oracle on downgrade legacy encryption or Poodle attack.
All right, you're a hacker guy. How scared are you of anything that's called Poodle?
Less so because of the name, though I still try to be scared of it. I think all of a sudden in the past year or so, there's been like a game of one-upsmanship in like the name of security exploit.
And Poodle is a race to the bottom.
Yeah, it might be.
Dave Albert is co-founder of Hacker School, which is a retreat for computer coders here in New York City. Dave, thank you for playing along, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Remember, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally online at marketplacetech.org. And yesterday, after my conversation about saving voicemail messages with Gizmodo's Leslie Horn, I asked you to tweet me your stories about saving voicemail. You did. Andrea Ballard tweeted, "I saved voicemails of people who accepted a job offer. Excitement in their voice was priceless." And Charles Marshall said, "When my grandmother-in-law passed, I retrieved 10 minutes of her messages for my family. They treasure them." Good stuff. You can always find me on Twitter at TheBrockJohnson. Hit me up anytime. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.